So I was called up to give a living picture for a couple reasons. One is because I'm graduating Parenting University. If you haven't heard of it, it's a class with the Carmichaels. And really, it's about reaching the heart of your children. And I want to just briefly share a testimony about that, and then also another aspect going on in my life. Anyways, Maggie's really little. She's not quite two yet. And a lot of the principles that we're learning are up through the teenage years. But one of the most important principles I kind of learned just by showing up to class, and that is being intentional about how we parent, how we are to parent as Christians. And really, if you don't think about it, if you don't intentionally try and figure out how God wants you to parent your child, you'll kind of fall back into whatever your parents did. That's kind of your natural mode of operation. Whatever your parents did, good or bad, that's what you're going to do because that's your only example. And so if we're not intentionally thinking about how to reach the heart of our children, we won't. And that's really the biggest lesson I've learned in that class. Also, with that, there's a real demonstration of the need of the gospel at a young age. The foolishness that needs to be driven out of the heart of the child really just shows and demonstrates the need in the child for Jesus. So those are the two big things, intentionality and reaching the heart and the demonstration of the need for the gospel. So I have a tall order for me there for Maggie and any future kids. Second reason I'm up here is to talk about why I'm joining the Army National Guard, or I have joined. And I'm actually shipping April 24th. For basic combat training, so not less than a month here. So why would I want to do this? And if you were here not too long ago, I also got ordained recently. I remember some of y'all coming out to me and saying, does that mean you're leaving us, going to try and find a pastor job? And thinking about that, I wanted to explain why would I choose an army right now in this stage of my life? Well, firstly, where I was in high school, I saw a great value in serving the United States because of my youth pastor who served as a Marine. He was a great example to me of selfless service, of servant leadership, and he personally discipled me into knowledge of Christ. And I saw just a great man of honor there, and I wanted to be like him. And so in high school, I talked to a Marine recruiter. And also, I mean, I just enjoy military. That's just something that's very interesting to me, particularly the Roman military, but that's it's different now. I'm in America, and I'm in the 21st century. So anyways, I talked to a Marine recruiter. I was very overweight. I was about 260 pounds, and he said that he could work with me to get me down to weight. And then he even came to my house and talked to me and my parents. And then I never heard from him again. I don't know if my parents were like, no, I don't want him to go or what, but I never heard from him again. So I thought, you know, that's just a closed door. I decided to go to Piedmont. I saw the value of education. I wanted to go into pastoral ministry at the time. While I was there at Piedmont, I questioned that for some period of time. But then I came back and realized, no, my desire is for ministry. And to do it full time. And so I place a high value on my education, and then I met Carly there. So many great things happened because of my education. But still, I'd put aside military, and I thought, you know, that was kind of a closed door forever. And then I had Maggie, and I really thought it was a closed door. So what made me come to the conclusion that I should join now? Well, back in December, I actually lost my job working as a security officer at Baptist Hospital. And I really kind of gotten comfortable there. And there's no problem with being comfortable. We had figured out a routine to where I could be with Maggie during the day and Carly could go to work and I can work at third shift. And it wouldn't be a problem. And we could, financially handle everything that way. But losing my job kind of helped me set back and say, what am I doing to really further my experience and further my leadership skills and further my education that I feel like I needed to kind of back up the ordination that I received not too long ago. I really feel like I should have an MDiv and just some more life experience. And it helped me set back and take some and get some perspective. So losing my job was actually a good thing to help me see to get perspective. And I had two friends, Nathan Jones and who y'all all know, Nathan Jones and Joshua Spencer, who had gone through it. Yes, yes, over here, who had been through the Army National Guard, and I was able to draw from them. Just the idea that I could do this. That was really the main thing I got from them, that I could do this as a new father, as someone who was really just saw that as a closed door. And I don't really tend towards mysticism or anything like that, but there was one morning I woke up and I was really just thinking about it after I had a conversation with Joshua. And every time I had talked to him about it, I said, no way, I'm not doing it. And that's for, years since I've known Joshua, because he's always talking to me about it. And one morning I woke up, it was about 4 a.m, and I could not go back to sleep, and I could not get the idea out of my head that this is probably what I should do. Typically I don't make decisions like that, based on those kinds of things. So I told Carly when she woke up that that's what I was thinking about, and I thought if she had her normal reaction, which was absolutely not, then it was a confirmation that I was just crazy and, woke up at 4 a.m. for no reason. But Carly actually came to peace with it pretty quickly. And with her support, I feel like I was able to move forward with that. So there's some other benefits to joining. I'll keep this really brief. There are financial benefits for my family and myself, and I feel like this is a good step in taking responsibility in that way, paying for my previous education and my future education. So I'll be able to work on my MDiv without the stress of going into more debt, and also being able to pay off my previous debt. I really do see a great value in the leadership training that I'll receive there. I'll be doing officer candidate school, and I'll be looking forward to that that leadership training that I'll have, and also the discipline that the military instills. And really, when people ask, why do this? I don't like to say that there is one or two or three reasons, but that maybe God will show me some new things while I'm there, that God will give me some new experiences, grant me some new experiences, stuff that I didn't even know that I needed, stuff that I couldn't have even planned for. And that's the idea of our daily bread. And when we think of the Lord's Prayer, we need to ask for what our daily needs are and then let God do the rest. So of all the plans that I could muster up, I think that God has something great in store for me there. And I do have a peace about it, and my family does too. So I encourage y'all to pray with me as I embark on this 6-month endeavor, and then service afterwards as well. Thank you.